if I've taught you a chorus when I was here last time, but I've been trying to teach this chorus wherever I go. I learned it in Singapore, and of course, called Papa, You're Number One. And I tried to teach you all that while I was here last year. Don't remember that? All right, don't laugh at me. It goes, Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Inside long life belong me. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Inside long life belong me. The song I learned from a brother in Singapore. From Papua New Guinea, or however you pronounce it. And he taught it to those of us that were there. And very catchy. And then it goes, Jesus, You're Number One. Spirit, You're Number One. Papa, You... Now, if you get it, sing along with me. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Inside long life belong me. Inside long life belong me. Or inside of me is long life. Alright? Jesus, You're Number One. Jesus, You're Number One. Jesus, You're Number One. Jesus, You're Number One. Inside long life belong me. Now the words, I should have said this. Number One, not Number One, N-U-M-B-A-W-A-N, Number One, that's the way it's pronounced, alright? Spirit now. Spirit, You're Number One, Spirit, You're Number One, Spirit, You're Number One, Spirit, You're Number One, inside long life belong me. Now you get it, let's go back to Father now. Papa, You're Number One. Let's speed it up. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Papa, You're Number One. Inside long life belong me. Jesus. Jesus, You're Number One. Jesus, You're Number One. Jesus, You're Number One. Jesus, You're Number One. Inside long life belong me. Spirit, Spirit, You're Number One. Spirit, You're Number One. Spirit, You're Number One. Spirit, You're Number One. Inside long life belong me. Amen. You catch on good. You like that? Very catchy tune indeed. Now, I've been talking about the family, and tonight I want to talk about the family again, but in relation to children. Someone has said, and someone who I heard this quote from was Brother Frank Perry. He said that the husband is the head of the home. In other words, emphasizing the fact of leadership and guidance, giving that to the home, the husband. But he also said the wife is the heart of the home. Giving the home the emotion, the sensitivity that it needs. But the children is the hope of the home. Again, this joy, the future of the home. Let me come to the book of Ephesians. The Bible talks about the responsibility of the wife, the responsibility of the husband in chapter 5. Then when you come to chapter 6, the Bible talks about the responsibility of the children and of the parents. And we want to talk about the responsibility of the children in the home. Now, when I talk about responsibility, am I talking about doing the dishes? That might be a part of your responsibility. Am I talking about making up the bed? I'm not talking about necessarily about doing those domestic things, which are very important anyway. But we want to look at some things in the Word of God that God challenges children to do. I want to read a few passages in your hearing. As a matter of fact, I want you to read them with me. And I want all of us to read, turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 5 for our first reading. 1 Timothy chapter 5 for our first reading. And if you'll be exempt from this reading if your parents are dead, they've gone on to be with the Lord. But if you don't have a parent or parents are still living, I want you to read this verse with me. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4. Let's say the Pentecostal do. If you have it, say amen. Amen. All right. Let's read together. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home. Amen. A little weak, but you're reading. All right. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. The book of Colossians chapter 3. Now, if you are single and you still live in your home, you still live with your parents, I want you to read this verse with me. Verse 20. Verse 20 of Colossians chapter 3. Let's read together. Children, obey your parents in... Again? Children... Thank you very much. And for our last reading, that same group again, let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. A very familiar portion, I'm sure, to most of us. If we did not read, I'm sure our parents... Most parents make their children learn these verses when they are small. Right or wrong? Some of you learned this verse when you were small, right? Ephesians 6, children. Alright, let's read it together down to verse 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. On the earth. Thank you very much for the reading. Now, if you are young here, the time being, let's just imagine that most of the grown-ups aren't here. So I'm going to talk to you. All of you that are way down there in the back rows. But most of the grown-ups aren't here. I want to talk to you, just to me and you are here. I'll just picture that all of the grown-ups aren't here. And we're talking about your responsibility in the home. Your responsibility in the home. Your responsibility as a child. The responsibility of children. Let me look at these verses. God says some things to children that is so awesome and that is so important that if we don't grasp them, it affects the blessings of God in our lives. And many times, children, young people, do not link the blessings of God in their lives to their obedience to their parents. They don't. And no, I didn't. Not until I learned the truth. And so let's talk about the responsibility of children. The first thing I want us to know, when we talk about the responsibility of children, verse 1 and 2 in the book of Ephesians, is that the fact that children must submit to their parents. Submit to their parents. The word obey means to yield, to give heed, to hearken, to hear. We're living in a time where there is rebellion, not only among teenagers and children, but across the board, and the workplace, and the society in general. But we're talking about young people and children and young people in the home tonight. And the Bible says one of the first responsibilities for a young person is to obey, is to submit to the authority of the parents in the home. To yield, to give heed. That's important. That's important. Because as we go along, we're going to see why that's important. And so, first thing, you know that the responsibility of a young person who's living under the roof of their parents, the Bible says that you are to obey your parents. Now, when you go to the book of Colossians, The Bible says, children, obey your parents in all things. And so here is the broadening of that. When you put those two verses together, the Bible says that children are to hearken, are to listen, are to obey, are to submit to the authority of their parents in all things. In all things. Now again, let's qualify all things. All things that are not contrary to the word of God. And so if a parent say to a child, go and rob a bank, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. And so a child does not have to obey their parents, but now they might have to suffer some dire consequences if they don't obey mom and dad if they want them to do that. And so let's make that clear. All things is in accordance to the word of God. All things. The same statement is made when the Bible says about wife. The wife is to submit to their husbands in all things. All things in accordance as Christ, what Christ would have the church do. Christ would never ask his church to do anything that is contrary to the will and the mind of God. And so children, first and foremost, the Bible says children are to obey their parents. And notice the Bible does not make any distinction between saved or unsaved parents. Children are to submit to the authority of their parents. That's what the Bible says. Secondly, it says in verse 2, honor father and mother. Children are to honor father and mother. It means to esteem them, to reverence them. And we're seeing that being lost today. Children aren't doing that. They're not esteeming their parents. They're not reverencing them. And as we think about these two things, the sense of the responsibility to obey what the parents, secondly to honor them, the question may be asked, why? Why should children, why should young people submit the authority of their parents in the home? Back to the text. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Notice it says, it in the Lord. As if you are doing it to the Lord. As a worship to the Lord. Same thing the Bible says to wives in Ephesians 5. That they have to submit to the husband that they're doing as unto the Lord. As a service, as a worship to the Lord. But why? It says, it is right. It is just. It is a proper thing to do. Why is it proper for children to obey their parents? Well, just think about it. If it wasn't for your parents, you would not be here. On the basis of that alone, because you were conceived and brought into the world by your parents, that alone should cause children, young people, to realize that they need to honor and submit to the authority of their parents. They brought you here. It's right. It's just and just proper. It's the best thing that you can do. Secondly, it's because it is the parent that has provided and is providing for most of you your basic necessities, your basic needs. Mommy, I need a pair of tennis. Daddy, I need lunch money. Daddy, mommy, I need this, I need that. Well, then mommy and daddy said, do this. Sulky. It's right, because they brought you into the world, and they are providing for you by the help of Almighty God. That's why you should obey and submit to them. But also, I think another reason is simply this. You need them. You need their guidance. You need their wisdom. You need them. Many times, I know as a young person growing up, I thought I knew it all. I thought that my mother was so lost. She didn't know what was happening, and maybe in many cases she didn't know what was happening. But whether you understand it or not, what you are going through, your parents have already passed through. Maybe you are going through it in a different context, but many experiences your parents have experienced, and they can help you. Many times young people don't understand that. They think that mommy and daddy just don't understand. And many times children say that, you don't understand me. Young people say, you don't know what I'm going through. The peer pressure and everything else. You might be surprised what mommy and daddy might know. And you need your parents. That's why it's right. It is right. That's why you should obey them and submit to them. It is just plain right. That's it. Just plain right. But secondly, verse 2 says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. The first or first commandment of primary importance for children. Two, it is the commandment of God. And Paul quotes here, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, where it's also quoted in the second commandment given to the nation of Israel. And so when the Bible says, when Paul writes to children, their responsibilities, he says, you are to submit and obey because it is the command of God. It is not a suggestion. It is not a suggestion. And many times, many people, young people say, well, I'll take this or I'll take that. There are consequences when we do not obey God's command. And so it's not a suggestion. God says, obey. And maybe if we were living in Old Testament times, many young people would be dead today. Because in the Old Testament times, when a son disobeyed his parents continually, the parents had the right to bring him to the gate where the elders were, where they carried out the execution, the laws, and they discussed problems. And if he was found guilty, what the parents were said, was saying about him or her, they were stoned to death. They were stoned to death. They were stoned to death. And so God took it very seriously. So serious back in those days that the parents, the children were not even got married without the parents' consent. As a matter of fact, the fathers them arranged the marriage. And so children should obey because it is right. It is a command of God. But also, we see in the same passage that it may be well with you. Verse 3. That it may be well with you. It simply means that you might live a quality of life. Remember I said a little while ago that maybe young people don't understand that their obedience to their parents or the blessings of God in their lives is linked to their, in a general sense, to their obedience to their parents. That's what the text says. It says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment of promise, that it may be well with you. The word well could be translated that you may be prosperous. That you may be prosperous. And again, many young people don't understand and realize the blessings of God in their lives is tied to their obedience to their parents. And you need to understand that. And many times young people want to know, why can't I get over? Why can't I get past this? Why can't I, it always seems to be problems in my life. I can't seem to get ahead in life. Maybe in many cases, if they stop and look, it might be linked to their relationship or it might be linked to your relationship with your parents. And so you need to ask yourself, and I need to ask you, how is your relationship with your parents? Are you honoring them? Do you respect them? Are you showing them reverence? Are you obeying and submitting to them and hearkening to them? You need to listen. You need to listen. Because, think about this. The whole idea of authority in the home. I think one of the reasons why God had established that punishment for children. You see, when they disobey the home and their parents, they're actually flying in the face of authority. And the authority which is given by God. And actually they're flying into God's face. God's authority. But let's just think about it this way. If a young child or a young person do not learn to submit to authority in the home, you think when he goes to school he's going to do it? No. And then when he gets out of school, he doesn't learn to submit to authority in the home and in the school. You think when he gets on the job, he's going to submit to the boss? No. And so because he can't hold on the job, do you think it's going to be well with him or with her? No. It's not going to be. I see the consequences of being submissive and obedient and honoring in the home. Because it affects not only in the home, but when you move out of the home. So God says, if you want blessing, if you want to be prosperous, you need to learn to obey. That you may have a life, a quality of life. I want some of you young people like that to think. Think in this community. And you might think of someone tonight, this evening, who have been desperately wicked. And think about and link their relationship back to the home. Now I know there might be some exceptions. There might be some godly parents, and yet their children are turned out. But think about the children's relationship to the parents. The parents were godly, trying to honor their steps and give them right direction, but they rebelled. Where are they now? Where are they now? And so there are consequences. Negatively and positively. And so, your relationship, your responsibility in the home, as young people, as children, the Bible says, is to obey or to submit. It comes out of obedience and honoring your parents. And when you do that, the Bible says, there is a certain quality of life. God says, it'll be well with you. You'll be prosperous. And then it says, there's a quantity of life. And you may live long on the earth. You might live long on the earth. Now, there are those who believe that this whole idea, there are many young people who have died young and they were godly. They were godly. I've heard the suggestion that this whole idea is that when you obey your parents and you honor them, and as in result honoring God, God will give you the lifespan that He had planned for you to live. And God, let's say God says in God's mind that you would live 40 years. And you obeyed God and you honored your parents and you lived that life of honoring to God, you reach 40. But let's say you disobeyed God, you disobeyed your parents, you dishonor them, you do not respect them, you might only reach 30. You might only reach 30. The life that God has said, I will give by the heavens 50 years. But because he dishonored his parents, he's only going to make it to 40. Because of this reckless life, he's only going to make it to 40. Long life. Josiah was a godly king, but he died young. But I believe he lived the span of his life that God wanted him to have. So why should you obey and honor your parents? He's right. It's a command of God. The Bible says, it's a command of God. Not so that you might have a quantity, a quality of life, but also a quality of life. And also the Bible says in Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing or acceptable unto God. You should obey your parents and honor them because you want to please God. You want to please Him. You love Him. And especially if you are here, a young person, you say you love Jesus, you are born again. You want to please Him. God says, listen, I want you to please me in this area. Be obedient to your parents. And again, I'm saying as a young, not so young so long ago, sometimes our parents tell us, say things to us, and again, you feel like they don't understand in many areas, in many circumstances. And sometimes, as parent, I'm being a parent now, I don't always say the right thing. Maybe I don't always explain myself right. As I said to some young people, as we were sitting in a young people's Sunday school class, teenagers, I said, you know what? Obey. Just obey. So you're not going to be there forever. You're not going to be your teenagers, you're 15, you're 16, you're going to be on your own soon. Just obey. Sometimes I think young people think parents get the joy of saying no. I don't know, but I could talk for all parents here. We don't have the joy. We don't get excited when we say no to our children. Sometimes it hurts because we know you want to do something bad. But just obey. And when you obey, God sees that. And He'll honor you for that. He'll bless you for that. You want to please God? Just obey. Just submit. Just honor your parents. Just respect them. Again, they may not always be right. They may not always understand. But God has given them to you for a reason. May they falter. I think God sees it, and God will make up the difference. Because He's able to do that. And so, number one, submit. Submit to your parents. That's your responsibility. Submit. And God will bless you. But then we read also 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4. We're going to close with this. This is for everyone. Your parents are living today, and you have parents. No matter how you submit to them. But there comes a time when you grow up, you get married, you go our own way, establish our own family, and then our parents get old. They'll get old, they're not able to work as they used to, they're not energetic as they used to be. It's important that we learn to support our parents. Responsibility of the children. When those years come, it's the children's responsibility to support their parents in those times of need. Paul said, if any widow have children or nephews, and again, when you look it up in the Greek, the word there for nephew is actually grandchildren. So if they have grandchildren, let them first learn to be pious, to show piety, reverence, or respect at home. And to requite or to render recompense to their parents for that is good and acceptable before God. Paul is saying that children and grandchildren should return the good that their parents rendered to them, rendered to you, rendered to me. When we were young, when we were a baby, they took care of us. Now they get up to age, they can't take care of themselves. Now it's the same children's responsibility to take care of them, to support them. That's what the verses say. That's what the verses say. And it goes on to talk in that same portion, that same chapter, if the widows don't have children, if the grandchildren isn't there, it's not the state, it's the church. But also the widows must meet a certain criteria. But first and foremost, it is the family's responsibility, children's responsibility, not the state, who's supposed to support their parents when they get up in age and they can't take care of them. It is the children. And if the children aren't there, it is the grandchildren. So what's the children's responsibility? Submit. That submission is seen in their obeying, honoring their parents. God said, when you do that, there are benefits, there are blessings that comes from that. Because there will come a time when your parents are going to need you. You need to be there to support them. To support them. And so many times, parents are suffering. They're left on their own. And they have children, have grandchildren, and yet the state comes in. Paul says, practical righteousness begins at home. You know, the old saying says, charity begins at home and ends abroad. Paul is saying, the responsibility of children is to take care of their parents when they cannot take care. Can't get around it. The scriptures are so complete. All the principles are here. And I say to all of us, as parents, who have parents, It's our responsibility to take care of that. Those of you who are young people and children, your responsibility at this point in time is to submit to your parents by honoring them, obeying them, because when you do that, they'll be well with you. Have a blessing. God says the quality of life, the quantity of life, it comes through obeying the word of God. I want to say to all of us, may God help us by His Spirit to be able to do that. Before I believe, begin this whole idea of these responsibilities in Ephesians 5:18. Why can't I submit? The great God will have us to submit without being filled with the Spirit. A husband cannot love his wife without being filled with the Spirit. The children cannot obey and honor their parents the great God would have them do without being filled with the Spirit. And parents cannot be the parent that God called them to be without being filled with the Spirit. And so that's an important thing. If you want to be able to fulfill these things and these roles and these responsibilities, you need to allow the Spirit of God to control us. To control us. And so may God help you, help me, to fulfill our responsibilities to Him. Merry Christmas. Father, we just thank You for this evening. Thank You for Your word. You said that the entering Your word will give life. And Father, in these days of rebellion and struggle in the homes, there are young people who are determined to do what they want to do, regardless of what mom or dad says. Maybe there might be one or two in here this evening, Lord. You know them. You know their heart. But they want to go out and to experience the world, or they see their friends doing things that they cannot do, and they're asking mommy and daddy why. And the mom and dad says, well, that's not according to the word of God. And they're giving them reasons as to the consequences of doing certain things. But yet, their heart's desire is to do what their friends do, and to rebel against their parents and against the word of God. Father, I pray if there's any in here who are having this struggle, if there's any domestic conflict in the home between parents and children, I pray that You would use this word to encourage, to rebuke, to convict, oh Lord, that lead homes, young people, and parents that understand Your purpose and the consequences of obeying You. So Father, again, You said, Your word said, they will not return to You, Lord. So we believe You, that You will cause this word to find roots in all of our hearts. Thank You for this evening. Thank You for the wonderful city. Thank You for these young adults and for their voices, Lord. May they continue to sing to Your honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.